Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on this Thursday evening. I give God reverence, who is my life, to Apostle Dean in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank and praise God on tonight for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to open up our Bible class. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. A song and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock. For a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thy hands I commit my spirit that thou hast. Redeem me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regarded lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in the mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity and hast not shut me up unto the hands of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a Lord's room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly, for my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquities and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear of my acquaintances. They that did see me without fled from me. I have just read you the first 11 verses of Psalm 31. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now.
Let's worship. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the high tested, I'm traveling up for your glory. I will do anything just to be. To behold you at my feet, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you at my feet. Lord, if I find favor. Find favor in your sight.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I confess that I've sinned, and I repent right now and ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, I just come praising you and thanking you tonight. I come worshiping you, bringing you worship and praise. I come lifting your name up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, God, just asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move me from this flesh, Lord, that you may use this vessel, God, in the name of Jesus, to teach your word on tonight, God. And I ask you right now, God, to bind up every strong man on tonight. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go from our lives right now, from this radio broadcast. Lord, I ask you to open up our hearts and our minds, Lord, that we may receive your word just like it is, God. I ask you to just open up our hearts tonight, God, to receive in the name of Jesus. For God, you are our portion, Lord, and you are our portion, God, and we need you, and we can't make it without you, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I just give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, and we cannot make it, Lord, without you, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, hallelujah, I'll be so careful. We'll be careful to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, encamp your angels all around them to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our studying the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the praise and all the glory, and I do want to remind everybody, I just give you a little update. I have already scheduled the affirmation service on for March, between March, it's going to be on the 6th of March. That's when it's going to be, at 3 p.m. And the young man, Prophet Wilder, is going to be there. I spoke with him on this evening, and I just give God all the praise. He didn't hesitate. He didn't say, let me think about it, let me look at my calendar, anything. He said, I'm going to be there, Apostle. What do you need me to do? I just thank and praise God. So that's one somebody I know that I can depend on because they live right here in Detroit. And we just thank and praise God. I got my cousin coming from Saginaw, Michigan. He's going to be there, and we're going to have some heavy hitters by the grace of God so that we can impart into these apostles as we affirm them. So, and I'm so excited about that. Y'all just pray for me so I can calm down because I really wasn't looking for an answer right back. But we're getting ready to, I'm getting ready to start and getting ready to read Deuteronomy chapter 17, starting with chapter 17. I got to get the big Bible so I can see these words. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 17. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemished or any evil favoredness. For that is an abomination unto the Lord thy God. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman that have wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, in transgressing his covenant, and have gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or the moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought in Israel, then shall thou bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing unto thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he should not be put to death. the hands of the witness shall be first upon him to put him to death, and after the hands of all the people, so thou shalt put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gate, then shalt thou arise and get thee up into the place where the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come into the priest, the Levite, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And thou shalt do according to the sentence which they of that place which the Lord shall choose shall show thee, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee to the right hand nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth in minister before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear the in fear and do no more presumptuously. And when thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me like as all the nations that are about me, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose one from another. Thy brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end of that he shall multiply horses, for as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days, kingdom, he and his children, in the midst of Israel. Chapter 18. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he has said unto them, and they shall be the priests due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it shall be an ox or a sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw, corn of thy wine and of thy oil, and the first fruit of the fleece of the sheep the fleece of thy sheep shall thou give him. For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned and came with all the desires of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, which stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat besides that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. When thou art come into the land where the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his sons or daughters to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancy. I know what that is. Necromancy. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners, but also for thee the Lord thy God have not suffered thee so to do. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desires of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among them, their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even there that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord have not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord have not spoken, but the presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Amen. I'm going to ask a few questions, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. Okay. Chapter 17 first. What was the punishment for a man or a woman who worshiped an idol or a carved image? What was the punishment for that? Okay, they were stoned to death. You know, God didn't play that because God is a jealous God. That's what I was saying the other day. God is a jealous God. Mm-hmm. Well, I can see where it was at, where it is. You can't make any kind of, all that kind of stuff. And it's like a worship thing. Mm-hmm. It says, I think in verse 5 and 6, or 6, that he would bring he would, it says in 5, then shall thou bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing unto thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of 2 witnesses or 3 witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of 1 witness he shall not be put to death. They doing that. If they worshiping an idol or a carved image, they supposed to be put to death. Okay. How many witnesses were needed for any who is to be stoned? Well, I just read that in chapter 5. I just read it in chapter 5. Chapter 6. At the mouth of 2 witnesses or 3 witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of 1 witness, he shall not be put to death. So if it's more, if it's by the 2 witnesses, you can stone somebody that has been, that have been worshiping idol God and carvings like that. We in Deuteronomy chapter 17. Okay. Whom would the people go to decide any hard cases? Who would they go to kind of decide any hard cases? And I don't know. Let me see. Oh, yeah. You know, they always go to the Levite, the priest, and judge at the time at the place of the Lord's tabernacle. That's where they would go because they had nobody else. They always had to go to the priest, the Levite, to tell them. Yeah, they would always have to go there, who they had set over them, the priest and the judges that they set up over so many hundreds of them. Mm-hmm. How was a king to learn to fear God? How was the king supposed to learn to fear God? How was he supposed to do it? And I guess this was just what they had to do to even be king. To even be king, you had to read the scriptures of the law all the days of his life. If he king, he had to read them every day. A king did. So that he'll learn the ways of God and that he wouldn't get off on the wrong foot with God. I was trying to find it in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. But that's the answer. Let me see. 19, you can read it. You can read it if you want to.
And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of the law and these statutes.
That's right. So they have to always do this. They have to make sure they're in the Word of God. Even the Levites always do it, but they had those judges too to do the hard cases where they didn't, you know, they had like different little people over different tribes and stuff. The hard the judges and the priests for those hard cases. But then when it comes to the how the kings did, they had to know that word, because if they didn't, God, they wouldn't be king for long. He'll move them out the way. Yes, he would. Okay, chapter 19, let me see. No, chapter 18, I'm sorry. Chapter 18. Okay, what was the inheritance of the Levites? In verse 2. Mm-hmm. As you know, they didn't get inheritance like the rest of the people, because they were priests in God, and they belonged to God. So verse 2 says, therefore shall they have no inheritance mm-hmm. among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he hath said unto them. Hello? Yeah, the Lord is their inheritance. In chapter 18, verse 2. That's something. That's something, because and that it's not bad. That God is good. He better than any money. He better than any land. Because when you have God, you can get all that. You can get all of that. I ain't worried about that. Mm-hmm. You can get every penny of it. So, or whatever you're looking for, because God can do it. So it's a good thing, but yeah. Let me see the next question. 18. Who was the prophet that would come and be similar to Moses? Who was that prophet?
Is it Aaron?
No, it ain't even in this book. But you know, you just going on down the line, because the only other person like that similar to Moses is Jesus. Well, Moses similar to Jesus, because what Jesus does is stand. He always would come and stand before. He would come in between you and me and you in the Father. So he was like a mediator between us, you see. He's like a mediator. And so that's how Moses was. He was obedient to God. He did what God said. And he would always stand before between the people and God. And that's the same way Jesus do today. He stands before the people and God. And it's over in Acts 3 and 22. Let me read it for you. I don't know. Anyway, I guess they do what they do. Let me see. Acts, because I thought it would be Joshua. But let me see. It says, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our father, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you, first God, having raised up the son Jesus, his son Jesus, send him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. So, yeah, that was the verse that kind of confirmed it, because it was Moses. That was Moses saying that. But Moses truly said unto the Father. So that was Moses speaking. And to me, it was somebody else similar to Christ. I think it was Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, I think it was. And he was like a Christ type or something like that. Because he wasn't no good, but he came and started obeying God and doing different things like that. He's a Christ type, like. But we're not gonna get into that because we don't want to confuse nobody. But let me see. Yeah, that's what it was. It was Jesus. It's Jesus. Okay, number 3 in chapter 18. How would this new prophet be similar to Moses? How would he be similar to Moses? And I just said that, but it's in verse 16 in chapter 18, if somebody want to read it.
According to all you desired of the Lord, your God, in Arab, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see the great fire anymore, lest I die.
Mm-hmm. So he would speak for God and stand between God and the people. That's what Jesus was doing too. But that's what Moses would do, because, honey, God didn't play. He would send Moses down that mountain, say, tell them, folks, if they don't stop doing this and they don't stop doing that, I'm going to take them out of life. He used to be so mad at them Israelites. At Israel, I'm telling you, not the children of Israel, but their parents were so big-headed and hard-headed to the Lord. And he had to keep telling them over and over and over again. And Moses, the first time God gave him the Ten Commandments, he threw them at them. Because when he came down, because the Lord told Moses, go down, because they making an image, a golden image. Because, you know, you're supposed to be stoned when you do that. You're supposed to be put to death when you do that. And Aaron, the priest, was the one that made the thing, a calf, out of the earrings and the gold that the people had on. And so when God saw that, he told Moses, he said, you need to get down there and take these commandments. And when Moses got down there, he slung them and broke them. That's how God had to make them over again, because Moses broke them, because he was just so upset with them that they did that. And he up there trying to talk to God on their behalf and all that kind of stuff so they can live. And God was finna kill them all and make some more. Believe me, he would make some more. So it's a good thing, but the Levites are priests. So it's like preachers and pastors and stuff. You know, they don't really get an inheritance. They get God because they belong to God. But what I'm saying is, like they have land and all that, the people take care of the priest. They would give their tithes and offering to the Lord and stuff, and Moses take it, and they had a portion for the priest. They would give it to them to do what they had to do to the Levites. You know, for their livelihood, they didn't really have a family. So that's where they, you know, I guess some of that come where the preachers be get money and stuff like that. But they was just buying their personal needs and what they needed. Mm-hmm. So do we have any questions or comments on this? Because I'm going to talk a little bit, not much about it. It's really good because it tells you what's going to happen to you if you start doing divination and stuff. Divination is a thin, it's almost prophecy, but it's not. It's a thin line between divination and prophecy because you can prophesy in the wrong motive, in the wrong mind, and it's divination, you see. So you have to be really, really careful about divination because it will get you really in trouble. It'll get you in trouble trying to get the meaning of it so we can understand even the more. A practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. So somebody, you know, it's a lot of people do that. You better be scared to do it too. I'm just telling you like that because you can bring those familiar spirits and things out when you're doing divinations. I seen so-and-so last night. I wish I could see her in saying stuff out loud. These spirits just hanging around anyway. And you say something out loud crazy like that, and you'll get a familiar spirit. And then the next thing you know, you'll see somebody in your dream that you used to know, and they dead. That's a familiar spirit. It ain't really them. It's not really them. It's a familiar spirit. It's a familiar face. But it'd be an evil spirit. So you have to be careful what you say when it comes to that. Divination is nothing to play with. And people be prophesying. Another example, like a psychic, what a psychic does, the act of divining or foreseeing or foretelling of the future events, the pretended art of discovering secrets of the future by saying the stuff that they're saying, and they can't see nothing. And if they do see something, it ain't from God. So that's why I have to pray against them, the psychics, because I had one to try to tell me something on the train one time, and I knew it wasn't from God. And so they try to make it like it's so. And I guess the devil give them power, however they do it or whatever he does. It's not from God. It's something supernatural junk that they playing with. And God don't like that. That's divination. I'm just telling you, you cannot play with divination. You can't mess with that. And getting into that stuff so deep. And you know, you can get into it a little bit. You'll be start sacrificing and all that. Because I know on one of our prayer lines, the prayer room ministry on Facebook, it was a psychic on there. And I had to go on there and get him off of there. I told him, you come right to the right place to get your soul saved. Is that what you're trying to do? Because you're on the wrong line. You're on the wrong page. Facebook page. You're on the wrong page. Now, if you want me to pray for you and you get delivered, you just let me know. But yeah, it tells you what you shouldn't do and what you should do, especially as leaders. You know, because God has given us a whole lot of opportunity to do things. You see, and when we do them, we have to do them for the glory of God, not for glory of us or to men, but to the glory of God. To do it. And that's what Moses was doing. He was standing between people God's people, the children of Israel and God. And he was trying to really tell them that they're wrong in what they're doing, because God kept trying to show them, I'm for you. And when I'm for you, who can be against you? I'm doing this for you. You know, and they kept on doubting, little faith, just doubting stuff, saying stuff. You know, and they walked with Moses and God, really, to be exact, because he was just telling Moses all the things that they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing and stuff like that. They had it good because they was walking with God. They was there with God. He was just up on the mountain. His spirit was just up on the mountain. And Moses would go up there and get instructions and come back. They didn't build an image, a golden image. God did kill. He killed a lot of them because Moses was saying, who all on the Lord's side, step over here. And a lot of them looking at him like he was crazy, and they didn't step. They stayed on that side, and God opened the ground up and swallowed all of them up. I'm telling you, you can't play with God. God ain't nothing to play with. He is a jealous God, very jealous. You know, so all these idol-look things, they something else. You can't play with that and worship those things. And it's easy to do because, like them Chinese people, Asian people, they have these little fat Buddha men and all this kind of stuff, bringing them crackers, putting stuff out there and stuff like that. God is a jealous God. Yes, he is. That's why the earth be shaking all the time in China. Mm-hmm. They be running, earth be shaking all the time in China. So do we have any questions or anything? Amen. Well, I really enjoyed it, but I can say a couple more things because I know, like I said, the penalty, death was the penalty for the idolater. If they was found anywhere among any of the Israelites within any of their gates, they had to go. They had to be killed. And then when they stoned them, they had to have to be there as witness, and the witness hand had to hit them first, and then everybody else would stone them. But 2 to 3 people had to be witnesses for this. And so that's like the obedience to authority. That's what that was like. They had to do what they had to do, and God told them about this, you know. But if it was only one witness, they wouldn't stone them. They couldn't stone them because God told them they couldn't. But if they had 2 to 3 witnesses, they would stone them to death. Mm-hmm. For worshiping idol God. You know, it's a whole lot of things that we worship we shouldn't be. You know, this is that and this. And we shouldn't do it. We just shouldn't do it. I'm not saying, because I got purses and things I like, but I ain't worshiping them. I'm not going to worship nothing. Listen, it's the Father, Jesus. I'm not worshiping none of that stuff. It's just stuff. But what the penalty that you're going to pay for worshiping stuff like that is something. Death. In the day, we can't stone them, but God can get them. You might get by, but you would never get away. Mm-hmm. God see you when you're doing that stuff. He know everything. And then, like the laws concerning the king, God knows that the time will come when they would demand a king like the other nations had. And God said that their kings must be an Israelite and not a foreigner. So, because he know the Israelites know the word. They know the word. And they had rules for the king. They, in that first rule was they had to read that scripture and know that scripture so they could lead the people the way God would lead, want them to. So, but sometimes, just like they had Saul as a king, and he was all right at first, but some kind of evil spirit took over him, and he wasn't leading the people like he's supposed to, and he stopped doing what the word of God said, and God had to replace him. See, God is over the kings, too. He's the king of kings. He removed Saul. Anyway, he was chasing David, trying to kill him every chance he got, because God had made David the king. And Saul had went to a witch trying to see what Samuel was, because he was looking for Samuel high and low. Samuel was dead. So he then had the witch to wake Samuel up from his death. And man, Samuel told him off so bad. He told him off. He said, "You got a hard lesson to learn, a hard lesson." So ever since then, he just almost went crazy. I don't know what happened to Saul. I think he died. David did take over. He was still trying to kill David. And David was still running from Saul because he could have killed him so many times. But David was a man after God's own heart. He wasn't trying to do nothing to be in trouble or separated from God. That's what stole God's heart, won God over with David. And David appreciated God. That's why I know we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. David fell short. David took a man's wife and had sex and got her pregnant and then killed a man for it. David did this. But God loved David because David was after God's heart. David loved God. You know, sometimes it takes a minute, but when God get through with you, you got to just trust the process, because he went through some stuff. He went through some stuff losing his baby. He went through some stuff when his daughter got raped. Then he went through some more stuff when his son turned on him. He went through a lot of stuff. That's why I say, you know, you have a heavy calling on your life when you go through all of these things. He said, well, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. And a lot of times the stuff that we go through, when I tell you we go through some things and we don't know why we have to go through this, and we looking at this one and that one, but we go through things for the calling that's on our life. Unto whom much is given, much is required. We have to know that. We have to know that the suffering that we do. We go through stuff because of what God got for us to do. It's not comfortable. He pulls us out of our comfort zone. You know, so we got to trust God. We got to trust his process every time. So I thank and praise God for this study right here. It's a good study. And I thank God for it, the rules that the kings had to have rules. But like I said, when I first came on the broadcast tonight, we are lining up for our affirmation service. It's going to be the first weekend in March here in Michigan, and we're going to have Prophet Joseph Wilder there. I've talked to him today. He's a heavy prophet, and he said he would be glad to come. And we're going to impart some stuff on these apostles that I'm affirming, and a couple of prophets. So we're going to just see how God do this thing. But I've already got a banquet room secured and stuff. I just got to make sure. You know, I give them my deposit on it and everything, and they're going to serve a 3-course meal for us and everything. So God is so good. It's going to be at the Tapestry. It's on Evergreen in Southfield. It's going to be really good. So we have people coming from other states coming here for that. And he's just going to be blessed by Prophet Waller coming too. And I got some more prophets and apostles and bishops coming as well. But I was really joyful that he didn't hesitate when I asked him to come. He got right back with me and said, of course, Apostle, I will be there. And he said, I know exactly where it is. And so I will keep him abreast on everything, and I need you all to just stay prayerful with me as I go through this fast and go through a lot of this stuff, because God is blessing the ministry and the churches, a life support church and our prayer room ministry. God is really blessing. So you all just stay prayerful with me and pray for one another, you see, that God will just keep us all covered under the blood. So we're going to get ready to close out. I didn't want to, does anyone have any questions or any comments or anything before I do close out? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you. Lord, I ask you tonight just to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Encamp your angels around them and their families, Lord. I ask you to cover the vehicles that they're driving tonight, God. I ask you to grant them traveling grace and mercy if they even have to go out or go anywhere in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless them tonight. Just cover them. Lord, I apply the blood upon their doorpost, God, that the death angel may pass over them. Just go on in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just bless them, Lord, with the blessing they stand in need of. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you on tonight for opening up our hearts and our minds. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. Well, good night.
God bless. Good night.
God bless. Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Okay.